thank you so much. This is for a friend of mine who was supposed to come today and isn't here. And she's actually the person who introduced me to Abraham, to you. And she has a son who's 29 years old who is an abuser of drugs. And,
wrong word.
A user of drugs. And it is very, very difficult for her. And
it's none of her business.
Pardon me?
It's none of her business.
It's none of her business? Well, it's been painful for her.
We know, because she's making something that's none of her business or business.
And so she has tried to take herself out of the picture of what brings her pain.
And the right track.
Tries to imagine all of the wonderful things about him.
Good, it's the best she can do.
And to trust in his abilities to find himself.
Good, she's on the right track.
And yet, in order to do that, she has not been able to have contact with him.
Good, because it's none of her business.
Is that potentially viewed as her love for him being conditional?
It's hard to hear that the child that you adore is none of your business. And what we mean by it is when you make something that you can't control your business, all it does is drag you out of your connection, and then you have nothing to give anyone. So if you are able to distract yourself from the thing that causes you pain so that you're able to stay in vibrational alignment with who you are, then when you hold the object of your attention that you love as your object of attention, now you do have something to give. So a mother said to us one day, Abraham, won't my son feel that I am forsaking him if I remove myself from his experience, if I'm not there for him? And we said, just don't be there for the negative, be there for all of the positive. Be there for the positive memories, be there for the positive speculation, be there for the positive observation of what's going on. What we want this mother to do, or any mother to do, is to see her child as her source within her sees him. And the source within her will not see him as abusing drugs or as in trouble. And when she sees him that way, when the what-isness of his experience causes her to look, it distracts her from the vision that the source within her holds of him, and that causes discord within her. And so she believes that it's his behavior that is hurting her, when it is not his behavior that is hurting her, it's her discord that is hurting her, over which she has control. She doesn't believe she has control because she wants to look at him, and when she looks at him, that's what she sees. But she does have the facility to see something different that doesn't hurt her. And when she cares about not hurting enough to train herself to see him as the source within her sees him, now she will have an influence that is of benefit to him. You see, people say, Abraham, you teach selfishness. And we say, yes, we do. Because if you're not selfish enough to align with who you are, you don't have anything to give another. And when you are selfish enough to align with who you are, then you can't be selfish, because then you're giving source energy to everyone who's your object of attention. We watch you. It's so interesting. You find someone who behaves in a certain way, and their behavior hurts you. And all that's happened is their behavior has distracted you from who you really are. Their behavior has distracted you from the true you. And then you feel resentful of their behavior. That's why you call it abusing drugs. That's why you call it a misbehavior. That's why you call them renegades. That's why you call them outcasts. That's why you call them abnormal, because they're behaving in ways that, when you focus upon it, takes you away from who you are. But you've got to accept that you're going there because you're not going here. The source within this mother sees her child succeeding at life, and she is annoyed that she can't just look at what is and find that success. But that success for him is in her vibrational escrow. She must look there if she wants to be an uplifter or an influencer toward that, you see. This whole gathering today has been pointed toward this leading edge understanding that you are expanding beings. Do you accept that? The source within this mother knows the all is wellness of the child, the 29-year-old child. Interesting, we're calling it a child. The source within knows the well-being. And when she focuses upon the absence of the well-being because of the what-isness that is present, she uses that as her excuse to distract herself from who she is, and that's the reason for her pain. Do you feel how selfish pain really must be? Because all pain, no matter what you think, is the reason for your feeling the pain, even though it's about somebody else that you love. Do you understand that any pain you feel is because you're pulling yourself apart from the self that is truly you, you see? So tell her to lighten up, and tell her to mind her own business, and tell her to not worry, and tell her to distract herself, and tell her that the source within her is calling her toward other thoughts, and tell her that her work is to reach to find those thoughts. Tell her to reach for thoughts about this and everything else that make her feel better, and to train herself into vibrational alignment with who she is. And tell her that what her son does is not any of her business, and if it's making her feel bad, it's really not any of her business. Tell her that her son is her business if the thought about her son feels good. That's a better way of saying it. Thoughts that feel good are your business, because thoughts that feel good are a vibrational match to who you really are. We know this is hard to hear. You've trained yourself to be there for those that you care about. So just tell her, try to find thoughts that feel as good as you can find them, and in time, you'll feel pretty good. And when you feel good, even about this subject, then you will be an influence that will be one that is, it's sort of like you're a satellite dish that beams in a signal that even though your son cannot hear his own inner being calling him because he's so used to listening to so many other things, there's confusion and static in his environment, as you beam the satellite dish in, you'll call him closer and closer and closer and closer and closer.